Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Ever feel like your mind's playing a non-stop loop of what-ifs? Were your heart trying to beat out of your chest every time you face a new challenge? Yeah, me too. Anxiety and fear, those pesky little gremlins love to sneak in and try to derail our day, right? But guess what? We're Stoics, and that means we don't just accept these feelings, we conquer them. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming fear and anxiety, using practical tools and timeless wisdom from the Stoic philosophers. Trust me, this stuff isn't just ancient history, it's powerful stuff for navigating a modern world. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tame those anxieties and build a life of resilience. First up, recognize your thoughts aren't facts. Ever heard that saying thoughts are like clouds, they come and go? Well, anxiety often stems from clinging onto negative thoughts as if they were gospel truth. We gotta remember that our minds can be a bit dramatic sometimes, spinning tales that aren't necessarily rooted in reality. Just because you think something is true doesn't mean it actually is. Next, focus on what you can control. Anxiety thrives on uncertainty. It feeds off the things we can't change. So, what do? We shift our focus to what we can influence: our actions, our reactions, and our mindset. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose to grab an umbrella. You can't control other people's opinions, but you can choose how you respond to them. Now, let's talk about embracing discomfort. Ever notice that growth often happens just outside our comfort zone? Stepping into the unknown can feel scary, but it's also where we discover our true strength. Instead of avoiding situations that trigger anxiety, try facing them head-on. Start small, maybe it's speaking up in a meeting, trying something new, or simply venturing out of your routine for a bit. Each time you push through discomfort, you build resilience and confidence. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When anxiety creeps in, bring your focus back to your breath, your senses, or even a simple grounding exercise. By anchoring yourself in the here and now, you can break free from the cycle of worrying about the past or future. Finally, remember that you're not alone. This is huge. So many people struggle with fear and anxiety. Reaching out to others for support, friends, family, a therapist can make a world of difference. Sharing your experiences and knowing you're not isolated in this journey can be incredibly empowering. Think about that time you had to give a presentation at work or school. Maybe your palms were sweating, your heart was racing, and your mind went blank for a second. We've all been there. But then something happens, maybe you remember your Stoic training, take a deep breath, and focus on delivering your message. Or perhaps you realize that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. You push through the fear, and guess what? You probably did a pretty good job. We've talked about recognizing those negative thoughts as just that, thoughts. Shifting our focus to what we can control, embracing discomfort as a pathway to growth, practicing mindfulness to stay grounded in the present, and remembering that we're not alone in this journey. Remember, conquering fear and anxiety isn't about becoming fearless, it's about facing those challenges with courage, wisdom, and resilience. So go out there, take on your day, and remember, you've got this. Ready to keep building that Stoic strength? Share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of inspiration. Leave a review if this resonated with you, it helps others find their way here. And be sure to join me tomorrow for another dose of Everyday Stoicism. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep building that incredible life you deserve.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.